Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Hannebrink. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buell, and towards Logan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hannebrink moves to second. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell juggles the ball. That's an error on Buell. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of walls. Shane Dienst reaches second base with a double. Buell moves to third. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buell scores. Shane Dienst moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long has Shane Dienst trapped. There's the throw to Taylor and over to Gorrell, who tags Shane Dienst for the out. Matthews moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rice for a passed ball. Thompson moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Wise pinch hits for Bob Buell. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey J now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosnan strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rice fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hazel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hazel. Morin reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long is walked intentionally. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Morin moves to third. Long moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hanny Brink. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Long scores. Gorrell moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor is walked intentionally. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brosnan strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock strikes out. One out. Harry Hanny Brink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanny Brink is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hanny Brink hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Carl Willie now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Hanny Brink settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre pinch hits for Carl Willie. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Torre reaches second base with a double. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Bob Hazel. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mathews hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Andy Pafko now playing right field. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0 for 3 in the game. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hannebrink takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive towards left. Morin chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Morin. Hannebrink goes all the way around to score. Logan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Cubs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.